It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up in Central Time, what happens when your performance goes viral online when performed by someone else without your permission? An Eau Claire couple tells their story.
First, the National Transportation Safety Board wants states to lower the blood alcohol limit for drivers from 0.08 to 0.05.
The recommendation comes as part of the organization's Most Wanted list, where officials lay out a number of ways states can make transportation safety improvements and reduce traffic deaths.
The board says by the time a driver's blood alcohol content reaches 0.08%, the risk of a fatal crash more than doubles.
Critics point out, though, that trying to enforce this 0.05% limit could be difficult, and drunk driving laws can be tough to pass in state legislatures.
For more on these recommendations and other ways other states are trying to reduce drunk driving, we're joined by J.T. Griffin, Chief Government Affairs Officer for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. J.T., thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So why does the National Transportation Safety Board want states to lower the legal blood alcohol content limit?
Well, the NTSB several years ago put out a pretty comprehensive report on drunk driving, and with regard to the 0.05 limit, had looked at several studies in Europe in countries that had lowered the BAC limit to 0.05, and so they took some of their recommendations from some of the things happening overseas.
And what is Mothers Against Drunk Driving's stance on that?
Well, first, our stance on drunk driving is that any time someone decides to go out and drink, we encourage them to plan ahead and make sure to choose a sober, non-drinking designated driver beforehand. So regardless of BAC, it's important that people plan before going out. Our particular stance with regard to 0.05 is that MAD is content with keeping the illegal BAC per se limit at 0.08, which is where it is now, and we would like to see other laws passed that we believe could have a greater impact on reducing drunk driving deaths.
So why are you content to leave it at 0.08?
Well, because we know that with 0.08 versus 0.05, we know that that's the illegal limit where drivers are noticeably drunk on the highway. And we know that at that limit that everyone is impaired. And we also know that the difficulty that goes along with changing these laws, it was only recently that all states, it was I believe in 2004 when all states adopted 0.08. So we know how difficult it is to go back to some of these states and try to lower the BAC. And we believe that our resources are better spent at the State House, passing things like ignition interlocks for all convicted drunk drivers. We believe that those things would have a bigger impact on reducing actual fatality and injury numbers.
So if we look at what might happen if this were to be adopted here in Wisconsin, change from 0.08 legal blood alcohol content to 0.05, in real world sort of drinks, what would that be? A drink for women and a couple for men? What do you think?
Well, it's hard to say exactly what it would be, but I think that with regard to that point, it's important that everybody plan ahead. And, you know, impairment can begin before 0.08, and I think that's something that is important to remember. Impairment can begin with the very first drink. And so that's why it's important to plan ahead in terms of what 0.05 versus 0.08 looks like. It's very dependent on the person. Someone who may weigh more, someone who is a man versus a woman, those types of things all impact how much you've had to eat. Those types of things impact your BAC, and that's why we go back to it's really important to planning ahead. And for people, if you want to have a good time, which Matt is we have no problem with, just making a good decision and a good game plan beforehand.
What do you mean by planning ahead? What would you like people to do?
Well, if you're going to go out and you're going to, and you're over 21, of course, and you're going to consume an alcoholic beverage or beverages, designate a driver beforehand who's not drinking, who can make sure everybody gets home safely, or take things like public transit. There are plenty of new apps out there like Uber and Lyft, which allow people to get a ride home. So all of those types of things give people plenty of choices and plenty of ways to get home without driving drunk. Regardless of BAC limit, it's important that we keep people safe.
We're talking to J.T. Griffin right now from Mothers Against Drunk Driving, talking about recent recommendations that states lower the legal blood alcohol content limit from 0.08 to 0.05. And getting back to a route through the legislature in this particular scenario, do you think that the federal government could provide money for highways in order to motivate states to pass a law like this?
I think that's very difficult to do at this stage. MAD worked very, very hard to pass the national 0.08 standard. That passed in 1999 as part of an omnibus appropriations bill. To do something like that today would just be very, very challenging. I think one of the things to remember is that at the time in 1999 when that 0.08 standard passed, there were many states that were that had a BAC per se limit that was higher than 0.08. So it wasn't until federal standards went into place that all states did this. And so I think it would be, given the current situation in the Congress, at the national level, I think it would be very difficult to either find more money to incentivize states or to take money away from states which failed to do that.
Would you expect to see any kind of backlash from drivers if the legal limit is reduced to 0.05?
Well, I'm not so sure about drivers as much. I think most people, know at this point in time that it's not a good idea to drink and drive. I do think you could have a backlash from the alcohol industry, from the Tavern League, from restaurants. I do think that they would be upset with such a proposal. In fact, I know that they would. So that's one of the reasons that I think it, from a legislative perspective, it would be very difficult to lower the BAC.
So if you didn't think it would have a difficult route through the legislature lowering the limit to 0.05, would you be supportive of that? Or do you, on a general principle, think that things like ignition interlock systems just work better?
Well, you know, we think that ignition interlock systems just work better. We have seen, and we're trying to pass a law in Wisconsin right now, which would require if someone gets a DUI that they get an interlock. We've seen DUI fatality reductions of 30, 40, in a state like Arizona, 50%. And fatality reductions of that magnitude are almost unheard of in traffic safety, save for inventions like the seatbelt. So things like ignition interlocks, which actually require a convicted drunk driver to breathe into the device before starting his or her vehicle, things like that are proven to reduce fatalities in a big way. 0.05, while you can argue the level of impairment, we've looked at MAD, we've looked at the studies, and we haven't seen whereby they would have fatality reductions near that level. And so while I think my friends at the NTSB are trying to put out some good recommendations, from MAD's perspective, the best use of everyone's time is to focus on these ignition interlock laws right now, and we think we can save the most lives that way.
Now that we do have these new recommendations out, though, from the National Transportation Safety Board, what do you think happens next?
I have seen very little movement in the states to pass a 0.05 law. And so I think from MAD's perspective, I think we're going to continue to try and pass these ignition interlock laws. We've had huge success over the past 10 years since we've been doing this. In 2006, we started with one state, which was New Mexico, that required interlocks for all drunk drivers. Today, we're up to 25, having passed Texas in 2015. So we're very excited about the work that we're doing. We feel like at MAD, we have an actual blueprint to eliminate drunk driving in America. Part of that is through the ignition interlocks, if we can get all states to adopt that. Part of it is through a program called the DADS program, which is the Driver Alcohol Detection System for Safety. That's a ongoing project between the federal government and car manufacturers to try and develop a passive system to go in the vehicle that could detect whether a driver was above the illegal limit of 0.08. And if it were, it would make the car inoperable. So we feel like at MAD, we have a blueprint to eliminate drunk driving in America, and we're going to focus on those countermeasures, which we know are proven to work and have a big impact.
JT, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was JT Griffin from Mothers Against Drunk Driving talking about recent recommendations that states lower the legal blood alcohol content limit from 0.08 to 0.05.